Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Well, if you're having trouble waking up, you just want to stay in bed, or just in general sleeping is an issue, well, I got a guy for you.
Okay.
There's a radio show in Northern Ireland. It was talking about Brexit the other day. That's basically Britain saying, hey, we want our money to be our money. We don't want to be part of the EU anymore. That's pretty much what it is. Nice. We don't go back
nice
to the
recap.
Pound.
Yeah, nice recap.
Hey, no problem, if you're a morning show, would you call yourself like, it'd be like Bobby Banger and Steve Mash? Bangers and Mash.
Nice.
Oh, all right. You know what? That could work. I don't know. It sounds cool over here, but do you think they think it's corny over there?
It's super corny, I bet, over there.
It probably is.
But Bangers and Mash sounds like a great name for a show.
Bangers and Mash. I like it. Let's do it, Steve.
Now, this, all right, Bobby Bangers.
They need something, because this radio show in Northern Ireland, they were apparently not very scintillating, because they're talking about this Brexit thing the other day. They did leave a caller on hold for 35 minutes. And when you're talking about something that might be boring, and you leave the person on the phone for 35 minutes, yeah, you're going to have an issue where maybe your caller will fall asleep on you.
Joy in Bournemouth has been waiting for 35 minutes. We believe he's fallen asleep because we think we can hear him snoring.
Okay.
Right? So let's just pump this up and see.
That's not fair.
We put the man to sleep.
I knew it.
Hello, Joy.
So, Joey, what do you think of Brexit? This meaningful vote next Tuesday, Joey. I think this has been the best Nolan Five Live show in years.
This guy needs a CPAP machine. Jesus.
Yeah, he does.
I like how, like, we think he's asleep.
Yeah.
How'd you figure that out?
Yeah.
See, Bangers and Mash, they wouldn't put people to sleep.
No, they wouldn't. Bangers and Mash would keep it
those
going.
Those guys are high energy.
Yeah. Well, I give them credit. They were a lot more fun about it than I thought, because there's a lot of those shows that are just, you know, they talk about the news of the day, and they are damn boring. And
you'd hope they'd at least look for any kind of levity to a boring conversation.
Yeah, you'd hope so, but boy, that Bangers and Mash situation, man. That was...
Yeah.
Gosh. What kind of, you know, that you know you're living the dream when you're calling about a topic that really puts you to sleep and you're half asleep. It's like, maybe you got to go out and do stuff in life.
And somehow willing to wait 35 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, he might have only been waiting 5 and then he dozed off.
Good point. That's actually a really good point.
I would love to know at what point did he fall asleep.
Yeah.
That's... Because I remember when I was a kid, like, I remember we played the audio of me calling that sports talk station. That would happen quite a bit because it was the overnight. So sometimes people would get tired, because there were times where I would wait on hold for like an hour. I would never fall asleep because I was jacked up, ready to talk about the New Jersey Devils, BJ.
Yes.
But other people, the host, Steve Summers, you could tell, like, he'd go to them and you could hear some heavy breathing and he would just quickly go to the next call. Like, he wasn't down with people falling asleep on his show.
Oh, that's awesome.
I would keep that person on until they wake up.
Yeah, see, that's great radio. See, that's how they used to do it back then. They didn't want to have any silence, any goofy stuff. They wanted to be totally professional, and nobody falls asleep in my show.
I remember when they used to do that on Loveline, because it was a late night show.
Yes.
So you'd have the kids, and they'd be like, oh, well, yep, we can hear the heavy breathing. Well, we'll go back to them. And then like 10 minutes later, they go back to them, and they're still sleeping. And they're like, well, okay, well, we'll get back to them eventually. At some point, they'd just start yelling at them, and maybe they would wake them up.
See, I love that. That's awesome.
Apparently, it happened on the men's room a couple of months ago, somebody said.
Really?
People says, didn't that guy fall asleep, or was that the men's room? It must have happened. Dude, if I was the dad, I would just keep that guy on the air for the entire show until they finally come through.
I could see an overnight show, but you're falling asleep in the afternoon? Wake and bake, maybe? Or
it is,
yeah. It's a good point. Yeah.
Megan says, thanks, guys. Now I want some bangers and mash.
Yeah. Me too.
From Megan O.
Yeah. That sounds like good. Well, you know what? We're changing our name to Bangers and Mash. You're going to get it, Megan O.
Thank you, Bobby Bangers.
Yes. My name is Bobby, so that works.
I know.
Yeah. So you'll be Steve Mash.
Yep.
Bangers and Mash in the morning. We should actually seriously propose this to Hair Club.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it. We have to be really serious about it.
Just do it for a day, and we all have to do the accents.
St. Patrick's Day.
Yes.
2019. This is happening.
What other dishes are popular in Ireland that we can name like Vicky after?
Is it? I thought bangers. I think it's
British. Cabbage.
Oh, that's it. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, bangers and mash is British. Corned beef and cabbage is the Irish.
So Vicky could be corned beef. Danny will be cabbage.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Rev? Yeah. We'll be European.
Red, what do you want to be?
Sauerkraut.
Oh, you can be a shepherd's pie.
Oh.
Or sauerkraut. Sauerkraut's, well, you know, German, but all right. Yeah, he does fit sauerkraut.
We've completely just ditched the entire idea of St. Patrick's Day.
I thought we were just doing, like, European things.
Yeah.
Well, that's brown bread.
Brown bread?
Brown bread, yes. The Reverend in brown bread.
Yeah, I like that one. All right. But we have to be serious. We have to make Hair Club really think it's a serious idea.
When aren't we serious, BJ?
I know,
or
but
Bobby,
you know,
Bangers.
Yeah. Totally serious all the time.
That's right. Bobby Bangers, and we have to make up a logo and everything to show them that we're very serious about a name change. You know, because we have to, like, we'll troll them.
Somebody says, we got blood pudding.
Oh.
Ooh, I want to be blood pudding. Blood pudding.
I think you're more of a blood sausage.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he is.
You're more like stewed cabbage.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, that's a good one, too.
And so she's like, call dibs on banging Vicky's mash. That's not available. Well, maybe on that day it will be available.
Yeah, you never know.
It could be on our menu.
Could I be an Irish potato pancake?
Yes, you can.
Yay!
You can be whatever you want, Vicky.
Yeah,
Vicky's
America.
IPP.
She's IPP.
Yeah, you know me.
Yeah.
Oh, apparently the men's room did keep the guy on hold, or kept the person on air for the entire time.
That's awesome.
That's so great.
That is great.
Rev could be haggis.
Yeah.
Actually, a lot of people are now texting that in.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. The haggis and fuego. There you go. I like it. Got to tell you about this woman had an amazing reaction to giving birth at a Taco Bell. Steve will tell you all about it. He's got the news for you at 6:17.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9
KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
Well, he's no Pulitzer Prize winner. Hell, he can't even pronounce Pulitzer. This is News with Steve Migs.
Well, thanks, you guys, and thanks to Car Toys for giving us news and sports and happy National App Day.
Oh, app like in appetizers or my phone?
Food is always on your mind, BJ, which I respect, but no, this is about the apps on your phone. It's the only of all the days available. It's the best one today.
I don't like this one.
All right, well, what's your favorite app on your phone?
Oh, what's my favorite app on my phone? Oh, wow. I don't really have a favorite app.
You don't have a go-to app?
Well, it's like probably my Facebook app then, right?
Okay, that's a good answer there, BJ.
But you know, it's like, you know what, when you think
what's
favorite,
your favorite appetizer, BJ?
There you go.
Mozzarella sticks.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah. Vicky, you have a favorite app?
The armadillo eggs, but no. I actually really like Imgur.
Oh, shocking. Danny.
The Pagliacci pizza app, because it brings me pizza.
Oh.
Yeah.
Rev. That's a good app.
Mine is the police scanner, basically, because I just want to make sure nothing's going on around my house.
There's a police scanner app for your phone?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And it goes, you can do it anywhere. Like, it'll show, like, any city and everything. So you can see what's going on in Boston if you wanted to by listening to the police scanner.
Oh, that's that might become my new favorite app.
To sit around at home and listen to the police scanner?
Yeah. Yeah,
Rev, you've officially become a 90-year-old man.
Good job, buddy.
That's awesome. Mine, it's dumb. The pay by phone app.
Yeah.
I love
parking?
That. Oh my God, dude. I use that thing all the time.
Nice.
That is like the best thing ever. Because I never have the back in the day. Back in the day where you had to put change in the damn machine.
Can I change my name, my mind now?
No, it's too late, man. You're stuck with mozzarella sticks.
Yeah.
No, what's your favorite app?
Well, no, I gotta like wings now. I forgot that I use that app to get picked up at the airport since I go back and forth a lot.
Yes.
That's a good app and that's a good service.
Well, I think one woman might put the Taco Bell app. It's her favorite app. Her name's Kelsey, and she had to go to the hospital in Pennsylvania last week to give birth and realize I'm not going to be able to make it to the hospital. So what better place to go? to make a run to the border and give birth in a Taco Bell parking lot. And that's exactly what she did. Only took her one push.
Wow.
That's important information everybody needed to know. And an ambulance did get there quickly, so her and the baby are doing great. She had to talk to the 911 operator while she was doing it. The best part is she gives birth to the kid, and they ask her about it. And she had one request because of the fact that she gave birth to the kid in a Taco Bell parking lot.
I mean, I think that we at least deserve some nachos out of this because that happened.
Yeah.
I agree.
I agree with 100%.
Give her some nachos.
Give the woman some nachos, and as the father, instead of handing out cigars, I'm going to hand out Doritos Locos Tacos.
Nice. Name the kid Chalupa while you're at it.
Oh, but don't drop him.
Well, as you did in one push.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think Taco Bell should hook her up with some food. I mean, all this free publicity they're getting.
I think that's a wonderful idea. That's the least they could do.
How about this? And our friends up north in Canada, in British Columbia, a guy got pulled over on Friday night because it looked like he was driving drunk.
Oh.
It turned out that he was, and he gave it away in an epic way because, well, the cops were like, hey, can I have your license? And instead of giving them the license, he handed them a hamburger instead. Which now, apparently doesn't count as ID.
And I know that could be bribery, but at that point, I'm very happy if I'm the cop. I mean, look, you hand me if I go, give me your license registration, you give me a hamburger, I'm like, you know what? This could have gone so badly. Instead, I'm getting a tasty treat.
Well, I mean, as long as it's fully wrapped, I don't think I want to eat somebody else's half-eaten hamburger.
That's a very good point.
Unless he was driving responsibly and not eating while driving drunk.
Yeah. Now, if it was a half-eaten Doritos Locos Taco, yeah, then I would probably have that.
He also was too drunk to take the breathalyzer, so they arrested him for drunk
driving.
Well,
the guy that gave a hamburger his license and registration, he was too drunk for the breathalyzer, was he?
Yes.
I'm surprised.
Time for a quiz, kids.
All right, I'm ready.
What Christmas song do you think was written while the person who wrote the song was high?
Oh, Dominic the Donkey.
That's a great guess, but BJ?
No.
You're wrong.
I didn't even have to be hard.
Danny, any guesses?
Jingle Bells.
Jingle Bells. I know. Well, honestly, I don't know if they were written when they were drunk or stoned or whatever, but no, you're wrong.
Wrong.
Vicky.
Oh. Hallelujah.
Oh, they do repeat that damn line a lot.
Right.
Wrong.
That was once on Ecstasy, crying
now,
listening to that song.
I believe it.
In a tour bus for the band Dynamite Hack.
Yeah.
Damn it, I wish I was there. That would have been awesome.
It was incredible. Jeff Buckley's Hallelujah brought us all to tears.
It's a beautiful. Hallelujah is a great tune.
That was the first time I ever heard it. My mind was blown. I'm like, what is happening right now?
Yeah.
Waterworks.
It's amazing, isn't it?
So I went out into the bus and threw rocks in the water and I felt better.
Oh.
Stay off drugs, kids.
Yeah, really.
I'd ask the Rev, but he knows the answer.
Oh.
The answer, Rev, hit it.
It was December 24th on Hollis Avenue, the dark. When I seen a man
chilling with his dog
in the park. I approached him very slowly with my heart full of fear. Looked at his dog from the car. Oh, it'll rain here. But then I was really good, the man had a beard.
That's right. Run DMC's song Christmas in Hollis was written while Reverend Run was getting high.
Nice.
He just did an interview with the New York Post and says, I was in my new house that I just purchased in Hollis, Queens. I was by myself. And I looked down at my plate. It was eggs, jelly, and toast. And I just finished my breakfast and wrote the rap. I wrote it in like 1 minute. Best part is you watch the video, and I don't know if he was giving a nod to the fact that he wrote it while high. He's rocking a Portland Trail Blazers jacket, and it just says Blazers in the back of it.
Yeah, there you go. Now, you know what song was written while someone was on coke.
What's that?
White Christmas. I think Stevie Nicks wrote that.
Oh, man, I think we're all in a good mood after last night's game. That was an interesting Monday night football game.
What the hell was that?
Real. I mean, at the end of the day, if you didn't watch the game, you see 21-7, Seahawks won. Great game.
Yeah.
And it was a great defensive showing by the Seahawks. But, man, the game was 3-0 for most of the game.
Yeah.
Well, for three of the quarters. And then it was 6-0. And I'm thinking, is this how this game is going to end? And 6-0. And it ended up being, of course, like we mentioned, 21-7. The Seahawks are just looking great. Fourth straight victory. Offense was and all that awesome. Russell Wilson only 10 of 20 for a career low 72 yards, but who cares? They won the game.
Well, the running game was good.
Oh, man, the defense was phenomenal. Just phenomenal. Stopped them on fourth down a couple of times. I mean, they just, the special teams were great too. Bobby Wagner jumping over his players, blocking kicks.
Slightly illegal move, but we'll take it.
Hey, they said it's all in the interpretation.
Yeah.
And they interpreted it as being legal.
Yeah.
So I'm okay with that.
All right.
And I love after the game, Frank Clark was being interviewed, and I just love the attitude that this guy and the defense has. Because a lot of people doubted them, and a lot of people thought this was not going to be a team that would do much. And here they are, probably one game away from clinching a playoff spot. And here's Frank Clark talking about it.
At the end of the day, we're on the victory trail. All we want is wins. And we're just out here on the path of destruction.
Path,
Path, Path of Destruction.
Path of Destruction. Well, yeah, Frank Clark is becoming like the super leader of that team. I mean, he has got so much swagger, and he deserves it. He had a great game yesterday.
And I love also he said after the game, Richard Sherman and his era is over here.
Whoa!
Which I thought was fantastic, because next up, they're going to San Francisco to take on Richard Sherman and the San Francisco 49ers. He said, for so long, we've had this spirit over us, that Super Bowl lingering from 2015. You know what I mean? He told this to the Seattle Times. He said, I feel for the longest time we had this cloud over. People wouldn't get over it, but there's been some changes here, and that's exactly right. And I would say that this team, yes, Frank Clark definitely a good leader for the team, but this is definitely Bobby Wagner's team.
Yeah.
I mean, especially the defense, man. That guy is just all over the place, and I wish that they would just keep him mic'd up for every game.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Because he's awesome to listen to when he's mic'd up, including this nugget.
Kemna, they don't know what to do. They can't throw. They can't pass. What they gonna do?
Plus, they need to have him talking to Janikowski, because him and Janikowski were hilarious too.
Yeah, that's you're absolutely right, dude. That's that they can't throw. They can't pass. What they gonna do?
They can't throw. They can't pass. What they gonna do?
That was so funny. That was it. I'm seriously, when you've got an $83 million and the guy can't do a damn thing all game, that's how much they paid for Kirk Cousins. You're like, man, if you're Minnesota, you're like, what?
They can't throw. They can't pass.
What are they going to do?
Yeah.
As far as weather, 50 degrees and rain. And thank you, Brandman College, for giving us news in sports.
You know, I tell you, man, Pete Carroll, I have a lot of respect for him, because everybody thought this would be an easier game than it was. And Pete Carroll said, this is a good team. We're going to have a tough time with this team. He said that in a couple of statements. And so I was not surprised it was 3-0 at halftime and that the game went the way it was. I didn't know exactly why, but I knew Pete said this is going to be a tough game.
That's
for
funny,
us.
Funny, because I heard a few people saying that they thought this was going to be a game that the Seahawks would lose just because of just the matchup and what they thought. But
those people at least did a little closer than what I heard some other people saying.
It was a fun game to watch. Granted, not an offensive juggernaut of a game, but I enjoyed watching that game, man. It was fun to watch how that team was playing.
Yeah, Russell made it a little closer than it had to be. It would have been a lot nicer if we had a field goal at the end of the first half.
Yeah, slipping on the field and then just chucking the ball the way that he did, which he does a lot, and more often than not, never an issue. But that time, talk about wrong place, wrong time.
Yeah, I mean, I'm happy it was that game. You know, if you're going to make a mistake like that, make it against a team that can't throw.
They can't pass. What they gonna do?
Yeah, lose. Apparently, they're just going to lose.
Yeah, it's just it is. Wow.
Well, I like Aaron Levine on Q13. He says the Seahawks can officially clinch a playoff berth with a win at San Francisco this week when they go for their fifth straight victory, and that's their last game on the road.
So they can. So it's that. So really, it can be done next week,
according to him.
I didn't realize that.
That's nuts when you think about what. You know, a few months ago, people were just talking about this is going to be a rough year. And
not everybody said that.
I know. You had faith?
I did have faith. I took a look at the schedule, and you know, I didn't realize we'd be able to clinch it before we faced Kansas City. I really thought that might be a tough game for us, meaning that we'd have to beat San Francisco. If we lost to KC, we'd have to go down and we have to make sure, I should say, at home, beat Arizona. I thought it would come down to the Arizona game. I am so happy that, you know.
It helps when the other teams in the playoff, the wild card hunt, aren't necessarily playing all that hot.
Carolina was not impressing me. So I was, and I didn't. Of course, no one could foresee what would happen to the Redskins with all those injuries. But Carolina, I don't know. And everybody was talking great about them, and I just was not impressed. I thought, you know what? I don't think Carolina is that good of a team. And then they've shown us that that's actually true.
Bobby Wagner had this to say about them as well.
Oh. Uh-oh. Oh, no.
They can't throw. They can't pass. What are they going to do?
What are they going to do?
They don't know what to do. Yeah. They can't throw. They can't pass. What are they going to do?
Yeah. Oh, Bobby. That's awesome. Well, it's exciting. It's exciting. Destiny is definitely in our hands.
Yeah.
We are, you know, I mean, if we don't go to the playoffs at this point, then we don't deserve to be in the playoffs because we'll be that bad. Because we should be able to get down there and beat San Francisco.
It was cool seeing Matt Hasselbeck doing the 12th man flag.
That was fun.
He rocked the old Hasselbeck jersey.
He looks very much the same, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah. He's timeless.
But you know why? Because he went bald
early. He always looked old.
Yeah, he always did look like an old guy.
Not
so.
A bad way, but you know what I mean? Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
But he's been bald this whole time.
Matt House, yeah, so it gave us some luck. I appreciate that. Damn, it's fun though. It is fun, and Now, do you think we got to rock those lime green, the rave green? Do we have to rock it as
Action
a good
green,
luck charm?
Yeah. Rave green is the Sounders.
Oh, that's right.
Action
right,
green.
Man.
Stop,
I'm sorry.
Stop talking out of your...
I forget. You know, I got to know. I got to know my color palette better.
Seriously.
Yeah, the action green. Yeah.
No, you just do it every once in a while, like they're doing it.
No, okay.
I don't want to see that jersey all the time.
Sometimes
it's fun once a year.
Yeah. Sometimes teams though, when they go, oh, this was a good luck charm, and they never like they wear the same outfit.
What do you mean good luck charm? They've been winning in the other jerseys too.
That's a good point.
It's a 4-game winning streak,
yeah,
DJ.
Danny, what the hell are you talking about?
They can't throw. They can't pass. What they gonna do?
What are they gonna do, Steve?
And of all the wins, it was the worst of their efforts.
It was the worst, yeah. You're right.
Not the defense. Okay, the defense could wear these jerseys.
Yeah, the defense wrecked house in action green.
There we go. Yeah, that's fair.
Oh, that would be kind of cool if the defense would come out with a whole different outfit than us.
Oh, gosh.
I'd love that. No, you don't like it?
No, I do not.
You know what? Well,
this conversation's getting dumber by the second.
Well, you know what? We talked to Jeremy Roenick, though. Remember, he loves this. He loved the action green, and he wants our new hockey team to be dressed in it. He loves Oregon's outfits. Dude, yeah. Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm positive.
All right.
Steve, what are they
going to
do?
All right.
Please keep him mic'd up forever.
Yeah, so awesome. Yesterday, Steve, he did get this one right.
In order for gold to be 100% pure, how many carats does it need to have?
69.
No.
24.
Yes.
Oh, you're a smart guy. All right, well, you still can beat Steve. But you had to call Danny's cell phone. Our phone's still broken. 206-449-1181. That's the number to call. 206-449-1181. We're playing Beat Migs at 647 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. If I can't afford to pay my bills, how am I going to afford attorneys and bankruptcy fees?
You know, one of the things people ask me all the time as a bankruptcy lawyer is that how am I going to pay all these fees and costs because I'm here because I can't afford to pay my bills? And of course, we understand that. I mean, being in the bankruptcy field. But, you know, one of the things to remember is that if you decide, once you make the decision to file bankruptcy, you can stop paying on all of the creditors that are going to be included in the bankruptcy. And those are the funds that you can use that you have been paying your creditors to pay your attorney fees and court costs to get your case filed. And once your case is filed, you're not going to have most of those payments anymore.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.